Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you want to win,
you need 4 things:
a strategy, a plan, information, and Sports Grid.
Actually, come to think of it,
you really only need Sports Grid. We're already giving you that other stuff. We just call it
the winning edge.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Defense the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, but everyone else in between. Kicking to Sirius XM Channel 204. Ian Cameron will step back up and in a couple of moments. Week 6 of the National Football League. We still have Monday Night Football and the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills in action. Man, my teams are on TV every night, it seems, over the last couple of weeks. But the Buffalo Bills take on the Tennessee Titans. We'll break it down with Ian Cameron. I'll tell you right now, I like the Buffalo Bills in this game. Normally, I'd say, oh, it's kind of a weird spot. You're going on the road. You're laying. It's a weird number and all this. But the Buffalo Bills hate the Tennessee Titans, and we'll get into it. The Titans ran up the score on them last year. It was 42-16. It was a terrible performance. It was the worst game of the year for the Buffalo Bills that they played. And it was on a Tuesday night in Tennessee. Now it's a Monday night in Tennessee. The number's getting up here, though. It is. The number's climbing. But we'll get into this game. Urban Meyer and the Jacksonville Jags win their first NFL game of the season. And Urban Meyer gets his first NFL win. The Miami Dolphins let it get away from him. It wasn't Tua's fault. Tua did everything possible for the Miami Dolphins. And the Dolphins' D got burnt, and Flores got fooled late. Very, very slick. Listen, if you watch the Jacksonville Jaguars play, you see their play calling is pretty bad, and they're kind of, like, ill-prepared. You know what I mean? Like, Urban Meyer's not doing a good job in the National Football League. But I'll give them credit. They played to win the game today. Miami were a little bit, you know, oh, we'll stop them. And Jacksonville convinced everybody, and everyone thought they were going to go for a Hail Mary. There was like 5 seconds left in the game. They could have tried a 62-yard field goal, but they just kicked a 54-yard field goal previously and barely got there. So they didn't want to try a 62-yard field goal. So you figured, all right, they're going to go for the Hail Mary. Now, you always think about taking away the sidelines in those instances, right? Because, oh, they're going to step out of bounds and all that. They don't want to throw the ball in the middle of the field because they might not be able to stop it in time. But they did. They took a chance, and they basically just threw a quick, like, bam, a quick pass over the middle of the field just to pick up a couple of more yards for the field goal, and it worked. Like, they literally, if there was, like, a split second less, it wasn't going to work for them. Sort of like Seattle running back today with the ball. It was crazy stuff. Like, I don't know what it is, man. It's been a whacked out year in the NFL. So it was a crazy game. And speaking of the Seattle and Pittsburgh game, crazy game tonight. The Seattle Seahawks had their heart just ripped out. One of those gut-wrenching losses for Seattle tonight. They fought back. They ended up losing in overtime. Wild game in Foxborough. Today's the Dallas Cowboys somehow remain perfect against the point spread this year. Just like crazy stuff. Like, you know, all the New England Patriots had to do is run the clock out. Instead, they start throwing the football. Like, you know, you expect that if you're watching it, you know, you're watching the Sun Belt, you're watching the Mac or something like that. You don't expect that if you're watching a Bill Belichick coach team. Don't look now, but the Green Bay Packers keep winning. Packers rolling. You know who's covering and winning too? And we were on them today. The Minnesota Vikings. I'm telling you, the Vikings suddenly have like an aura of luck around them. The late night anger management class. How angry are you? Who ruined your Sunday? I'll tell you who ruined my Sunday.
The New England Patriots ineptness late ruined my Sunday. I had an in-game under 47.5. It was 21-20 with like 2.5, 3 minutes left. All you had to do is play the field goal game on the way out, and somehow both jackass like teams leave people like wide open. Like, you know, like really. Like, you know, the game never should have even gotten overtime in the first place. Just craziness. And then Dallas end up covering the point spread. Arizona's covering point spreads. They've only not covered one game this year. That was the game against the Minnesota Vikings. And don't look now, but the Minnesota Vikings are actually playing pretty good football. Kirk Cousins, that's the thing. I'll criticize people, but unlike others, unlike trolls, unlike people on the internet, and unlike everyone in the media, they'll never say, you know what, I ripped this guy, but he's playing good. And Kirk Cousins is playing really good football. Like, you know, that those drives that he led today at the end of the game, man, he was throwing bullets. And the Minnesota Vikings have had an aura of bad luck around them for the last 2 years. You know, you could just sort of tell. It's like life, right? You know, nothing's going well for you in life and whatever, your job, or you broke up with somebody and, you know, nothing's going well. And then other times, it's like, man, I'm really happy. Things are going well for, you know what I mean? It's the same thing for franchises, right? You know, we live in such a robotic world, and, you know, people want, oh, let's fire this guy and this team sucks and that team sucks and everybody sucks and stuff. But people forget about the human element. You know, there's a human element to sports that isn't discussed. Handicappers aren't humans, so they don't understand it. Like, they're like robots. Like, they don't get it. It's just all like stats per, you know, yards per game and this stat and that stat. They don't understand there's a human element to sports. And the human element, evidently, is, I don't know. I thought, like, Halloween is usually crazy at this time of the year, but this football season, between college football, between NFL football, between the Major League Baseball playoffs, like, nothing's done. It's all crazy. And oh, yeah, the NBA tips off on Wednesday. Good stuff. I was thinking about getting into the NBA a little bit tonight, but the show's just flown by tonight, and the Bano's going to join us. So, listen, I promise tomorrow night, NBA talk, NBA preview, season win totals. We're going to jump in. Tips off on Wednesday. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 204. Sports Grid Radio Network's kicking it on the mighty air 1090. Southern California in the house. Beautiful Southern California. So, Babano, we've got one game left on the board as far as week six is concerned. My Buffalo Bills take the field against the Tennessee Titans. The Buffalo Bills, of course, got smashed last year in Tennessee, and they have to return to the scene of the crime once again. But I'm glad that they are, and I guarantee you this is part of the world tour. This is part of the world revenge tour for the Buffalo Bills. Last year, guys, the Buffalo Bills had to play two football games in like 6 days due to a COVID rescheduling conflict, all caused by the Tennessee Titans, okay? So it was the worst game of the year for the Bills. They lost 42-16. They got killed. It literally and fairly was their worst game of the year. And then they had to play like the next Monday night after the Kansas City Chiefs. And then they didn't play well that night. That was like the little blip on the radar. It basically cost them home field last year, essentially. And we saw what the Buffalo Bills did to the Kansas City Chiefs last week. So I bring this up, Abano, for people who are going to, ooh, it could be a flat spot. It ain't no flat spot. They hate the Tennessee Titans. And, oh, yeah, the Titans talk smack, too. Like, they ran the score up on the Bills. They talk smack on the field after the game. They called the Bills, like, you know, they made baby faces and tear faces at them because the Bills complained about the schedule. I guarantee you the Bills have this game circled. And a big there's big payback coming here. What do you think about Monday night football in Tennessee?
Yeah, in normal circumstances, I'd worry about a team after a win in the magnitude of Kansas City that, you know, avenging the AFC championship loss. But you're right. All the reasons you stated are the same things that I believe for Buffalo going into this game. That Tennessee was their worst game last year. It was a terrible scheduling situation that they had to deal with because of the Titans. And you're right. They had a terrible game. Titans kind of rubbed it in after the fact that they beat the Bills. I think the Bills would like nothing more, and I don't think they'll look past, and I don't think there is a flat spot here. And when you look at the Bills, 4-0 straight up, 4-0 against the spread their last four games. They're beating the point spread by 31.5 points, 14.5 points, 21 points, and 20.5 points, beating the point spread in these last four victories. You ain't going to see me stepping in front of the Bills right now, especially when I think they're coming here focused. They're coming here intense. They're coming here with a point to prove, just like the point they had to prove and the axe they had to grind last Sunday night at Arrowhead Stadium against Kansas City. Oh, and A.J. Brown may not play now for the Tennessee Titans with an illness, and they're still banged up on defense. Do we know if Bud Dupree's going to be back? He's been out the last few weeks, and even if he does return, and I'm thinking he might, you know, this is a Tennessee defense that, don't be fooled by the win against Jacksonville last week. They're giving up a bunch of yards, and if Jacksonville doesn't shoot themselves in the foot 100 times in that game, they're giving up way more points than just 19. And we know Zach Wilson, the one good game he's had this year, it came against this Tennessee defense, which, again, it is a defense that I'm not sold on, especially when they have to play an elite quarterback and an elite offense playing like the Bills are. Let's not forget the Titans gave up 38 to Arizona, 30 to Seattle in the first 2 weeks of the season. So this is Bills for me all the way. Anything less than a touchdown is the way I'm going.
The Buffalo Bills are very similar to what Georgia are doing collegiately right now. Like, when you look at their numbers,
smashing the point spreads too. Yeah.
Except this is the National Football League. The Bills are only giving up 12.8 points per game. They're only giving up 251 yards per game. They lead the NFL in takeaways with 15. And, oh, yeah, and it's funny because people talk, oh, the Bills' offense is struggling. Well, they still score more than anyone else. They're scoring 34.4 points per game. And it is true. Their offense hasn't really been as explosive or as in sync as it can be, but the Buffalo Bills are playing for a Super Bowl right now. And, you know, to them, it's not about stats and numbers. It's about winning football games. And they're doing it. And, yeah, normally I'd be like, oh, I'm not laying 5.5 points on the road. And truth be told, I hated the Bills last year in this spot. I remember the game like it was yesterday. I didn't like it. I knew going in, I'm like, oh, this is terrible. Because, yeah, no excuses, guys, but they didn't know whether Tennessee was going to be able to play or not. And they told the Bills, basically, that if you don't play Tennessee, you'll play Kansas City on Thursday. Or on Sunday, excuse me. But you'll play Kansas City on Sunday. But if you do play, you'll play Kansas City. Like, it was one of those weird deals where the Bills literally were told, you're not sure who you're playing. You might play one of them or two of them. You're going to play the Chiefs, but we're not really sure. And we're not really sure if you're going to play the Titans or not. And then the Bills had the game plan for that. And then they went into Tennessee, and they got punched in the mouth. And like I said, the Titans really enjoyed it and ran their mouth after about it, too. So it's going to – and listen, Derrick Henry's a badass, but the Titans are nowhere near as good as they have been in the past couple of years. And there's going to be points on the board in this game, Bano. The total is 53.5. The Bills are 9-2 to the over in their last 11 road games.
Yep.
They're more explosive on the road for whatever reason. And the Tennessee Titans, these guys are an over machine. They're 16-6 to the over in their last 22 overall games. This adds up to a total here, Babano. And you also see the Bills don't show mercy. They don't take the pedal off the metal against anybody.
I agree. It's the over as well. I've already got 53.5 over in pocket for this game. Now, you look at Tennessee. Don't be fooled by the 3-2 they are to the over this season. The Arizona game that stayed under should have went over. It took a scoreless fourth quarter in a blowout for that game
to stay under. That stayed under by 2 points or 2.5 points only.
100%. The only true under they had was the Indianapolis game when the Colts offensive line was in shambles and they had a bunch of skill position weapons out that day. That's the only under for Tennessee this year. The Seattle game, the Jets game, the Jaguars game, it all went over the total. And, you know, that's the amazing part of this four-game run for Buffalo, especially the last four games. The NFL, you're supposed to have tight lines. It's tough to beat. Odds makers don't make too many mistakes. You're not supposed to see a team go plus 86 points against the spread in their last four games combined, like the Buffalo Bills have. Like, they have just demolished the number in each of their last four games. They're not only covering, they're covering with ease in these last four games. And that's not supposed to happen necessarily in the NFL. So that tells you the high level they're playing at right now. I'll rhyme off some Bills trends. All these trends, because I've got ATS trends right in front of me for every game. All the trends are Bills here. Look at this. I'll rhyme them off for you. 7-3 ATS last 10 as a road favorite. 13-3 ATS last 16 overall. 6-1 ATS last 7 road games. 9-1-1 ATS in their last 11 games following a win of more than 14 points, which means they don't get fat and happy. They don't get satisfied after a blowout win. 9-1-1 against the spread their last 11 games, Buffalo, following a win of more than 14 points. So that tells you they don't lose focus. 11-3 ATS following a straight-up win for them. I mean, every single trend in this game is good for Buffalo if you buy into the ATS trends for this team lately.
Well, the trends just sort of line up that the Bills are a good team, right? That's the deal. Like, the Bills, they were a damn good team last year. Like, if you combine last year and then sort of this year, like, you know, next to winning the Super Bowl, they're right there as the best team in the NFL. You know, they were 13-3 last year. They've only lost one game this year. But like I said, you know what I mean, earlier, I think Baltimore are a dangerous team, man. I'm not writing Baltimore off. I'm not discounting Kansas City, although I don't think Kansas City are suddenly this big team to beat anymore. I do believe the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens are the two most dangerous teams in the AFC. And I think people are sort of somewhat sleeping. Not sleeping. I guess they were sleeping on Baltimore because look at that laughable line today against the Chargers. But we talked, me and Babano talked earlier about the Cleveland Browns, and I thought the Browns could compete for the division, and it's not over yet, but I think it is for them as far as winning the division. But the Cincinnati Bengals, if you look at the Bengals, Babano, these guys are the ones, you know, if their idiot kicker didn't miss a bunch of kicks and then celebrate like a jackass after, these guys would be tied for first place. And there's a big game coming up this week. Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. We'll break it down on the other side with Babano. Point spread right now at FanDuel, 6.5, guys. Baltimore Ravens are 6.5-point home favorites. Man, it seems like Baltimore's been at home forever. Last week against the Colts, this week, and another home game. -6.5, total 47.5. And this is one of these statement test games. We're going to learn a hell of a lot about the Cincinnati Bengals in this football game. We'll break it down on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Late Night Anger Management Craft continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're kicking with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Follow him on Twitter, at Babano. And you get the links to all of his podcast shows, video links, the Ice Guys, and everything else in between. So, Babano, I wanted to blast through the point spreads for Week 7, but we were just talking about the Bengals and the Ravens. Big game. First place is on the line. Cincinnati win. They got to share a first place.
So I'm very interested in supporting and backing Cincinnati when they're underdogs. And my first thought was Cincinnati in this game, +6.5. And, you know, Baltimore off the huge win against the Chargers. And then I look at the last two meetings with these teams, 27-3 Baltimore, 38-3 Baltimore. You know, and it makes you really pause. And then you look at how dominant they were. This was the first time all year Baltimore's looked like, wow, that's one of the best teams in the AFC today. Because let's be honest, they barely beat the Lions. Not very impressive. They barely beat Kansas City back and forth.
Yeah, but all that doesn't matter, Babano. That's just handicappers and point spread stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean like they're good or bad because they barely beat somebody.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to win ugly. Yeah.
No, but dude, yeah, they don't care about your point spread, Babano. I don't like understand. Like people think, oh, like you said, oh, they're getting better now. What do you mean they're getting better now? They've lost one game this year, and it was the first week of the year.
And they had lots of injuries as well in that loss.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how they win. Like they're playing for first place in standings. Like gamblers, like, and especially handicappers, you guys live in your own little bubble that you think because a team didn't cover the spread or they got this or that. You know, it's about winning football games. You know what I'm saying? It's about winning football games. That's what it's about, and that's what they're doing. But I wanted to say, Babano, what about you said, oh, they got smashed last year. Did Joe Burrow play? Yeah. Or did Joe Burrow was hurt last year, right?
That was at the end of the year, correct, last year.
As far as the two. Like, I don't know if exactly. Like
January 3rd it was, yeah. So he was definitely out by then.
I remember Burrow got murdered earlier in the year. Like I think it was at Pittsburgh, though.
Yeah, Brandon Allen was your quarterback last year.
All right, that's what I'm saying. But no, listen, Baltimore, listen, yeah, I mean, that's why I said, Babano, it's a statement game for the Bengals. Like, we'll find out. It's one thing to go on the road and beat up on the Lions. Yeah. You know, they're showing they're a good home team, the Bengals. They can compete with people. But this is a hostile environment to go in there. I'm curious. Is it from just for throw at the betting, I'm fascinated and curious to see how the Bengals play in this game.
There's no doubt. Their defense has definitely been better this year, much better than it was last year. And it's going to need to be going into this game. And they're going to be able to have to key in on the run game. You know, Baltimore's a run-first offense. But what gives you hope for the Bengals in this game, Morenci, is they haven't lost games by any sort of margin this year. There are only two losses, a three-point loss at Chicago and a three-point loss to Green Bay, that crazy overtime game a couple weeks ago. So this is not a team that has been blown out. This is not a team that has been
competitive on a weekly basis.
Every single week, dog. They've either won or they've lost by no more than a field goal. You know.
So in other words, they're teaser machines. That's what they are.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're just saying it. Yeah, they're teaser machines.
Yeah, and you would have been able to, well, today they were -3.5. But look, that was impressive. I mean, Detroit's got issues, but they came out there with a style. I was worried maybe a little bit because I had Cincinnati today, -3.5. And I'm like, I was a little bit worried, though, after a really, really painful loss to Green Bay. They were right there with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. How'd they respond? It was workmanlike, businesslike, focused the whole way. Burrow had a great game. The defense just wreaked havoc on Jared Goff and the Lions' offense so much that Dan Campbell is saying we need more from Jared Goff, you know, after the game in his press conference today. But that was a great performance by Cincinnati today. This is going to get a lot tougher, though, in Baltimore. But like I said, my first thought was Cincinnati +6.5. We'll look into it more throughout the week. But like I say, it's been hard to blow out this Cincinnati team. They've been right in every game.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. I bitched about that on Friday night, Babano, so I'm not singling you out. But as far as, like, what, you really think they were thinking about Green Bay? Like when they step on the field, they didn't lose the Super Bowl, bro. It was a regular season NFL game. Like, yep. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that whole, you know, oh, they're going to be let down. I got into it the other night. You know, I was talking about it with Steve Merrill. And
I think, too, the personality and the character of the quarterback makes a difference, too. Joe Burrow's not thinking, oh, we lost to Green Bay. What are we going to do? No, he's one of those guys.
They don't care by Tuesday morning, bro. Like, no, but I don't know. Like, what do you think? That they're crying at home all week thinking about the football game that they lost last week?
No,
like, honestly. Like, do you think? Like, you know they're going to a club either way, Babana, right? Yep. You know they're having sex with hot women either way, right? You know they're cashing their check for $380,000 either way, right? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just funny. Like, you're like, well, I don't know. How would they react? What do you mean how they're going to react? Well, they didn't lose the Super Bowl. They lost a Week 5 regular season game. What, do you think they're going to cry and their season sabotage now?
It's far the same from that, crap with the Raiders. Cincinnati with a pretty damn good record.
It was the same crap with the Raiders all week. Oh, well, John Gruden's not there.
I actually thought him being removed would spark them, and I was panicking all week about my Denver bet, and for good reason, because look what happened today in that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the Raiders are better than Denver. Just, you know,
I was
going
to believe that before today, and now I might have to.
Yeah.
Denver's got issues. I mean, we're starting to see that.
Well, they got a lot of injuries.
Bad too, offenses. Like. Jacksonville, Giants, Jets. They feasted on some really bad offenses, this Denver defense. So maybe they weren't the good defense I thought.
No, you're right. You're right. And listen, I've got Denver under 8.5 season wins. And I'm not just saying this, but like, even when they were 3-0, Babano, I wasn't in a panic. You know what I mean? Because like you just said, I looked at the schedule. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Prove it to me. Show me. Right? Like, it was one of those deals. Prove it to me.
I've got over 7.5 wins with Carolina, and I'm starting to panic a little bit with that one after what I've seen.
As you should. Like, yeah, as you should. That was another weird-ass game today, Babano. Like, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, we can talk about, oh, they're getting better or worse and stuff. Like, these games are like toss-ups, man. It comes down to whether some kicker makes the kick. He doesn't. A call here. But, yes, you know, Carolina is funny because I was all over the Vikings today. I love the Vikings today, Babana. It was one of my top plays. But it was, you know, and it was looking good. They were in control of the game.
No, they should have won Minnesota, yeah. They deserved to win.
Yeah. But it was one of those. It was strange, though, wasn't it, Babana? Because Carolina were terrible. Yet then, boom, here we are in a track meet, and we're going to overtime. So it kind of came out of nowhere. But
they did bupkis all day, Carolina's offense, and then wham, Sam Darnold goes 90-plus yards and a two-point converted touchdown drive out of nowhere to tie the game. Where did that come from?
Yeah, bizarro world, like I said. Bizarro world. Yeah, these futures, Babano, good or bad, they ain't done until they're done. That's what I've been learning. I'm not even
celebrating Arizona over 8.5 yet till it's actually official. So I've learned that over the years. Yeah.
Yeah, that one you're pretty good. You're getting there.
I should be, yeah.
Because look, even like Colt McCoy's the backup, right? Yeah, they would win 3 games. Yeah, let's see, even if Kyler was out for the rest of the year. All right, so speaking of the Denver Broncos, the Broncos, they're on Thursday Night Football. And as we were saying, listen, the Broncos, not just their schedule, but all they have good talent. Their skill position players, they're all hurt. And, you know, Bridgewater's running for his life. Bridgewater's a good quarterback, but he's not the type of guy that's going to be leading you from behind and et cetera. So the Broncos are 5.5-point underdogs on Thursday Night Football at Cleveland. Total 43.5 in this game, Babano.
If Cleveland's even a smidget or a little bit healthier for this game, I'll be maybe looking at the Browns side in this game. Again, we'll have to wait and see. That offensive line has to get healthy. I won't be on Cleveland if I have another game here where Jack Conklin and Jedrick Wills, the two tackles, are out. Because we saw that offensive line could not run block. They could not pass protect. Mayfield scrambling around for his life all game today against Arizona. I need that offensive line to get healthy by Thursday night if I'm going to back Cleveland. And if they aren't, I still don't know if I'd go rushing to Denver's side, though. I mean, the more I look at it with Denver, the Giants in week one, who are terrible now, Jacksonville just won their first game today, and the Jets with Zach Wilson. You know, those are the victories for Denver. When they've been asked to step up in class, Baltimore get trounced, Pittsburgh on the road. Really, they were out of that game, and they made it exciting late, but they were down double digits, you know, in the second half of that game.
That's a short week for them.
Vegas.
Short week against a team that was already at home, too. You know what I mean? So, like, Cleveland, yeah, it's a short week for Cleveland. But, and if you're Cleveland, Babano, I imagine as well, But we should
need
know,
to right the ship. Yeah.
Kareem Hunt got hurt. Yeah, I was going to say that. Exactly. You know what I mean? They're probably happy they're playing on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a real competitor, guy, it's like betting. Like, you want to get right back at it, right? So they'd be like, man, that was embarrassing what happened today. And you know, we blew the game last week, so I'm sure they would almost be happy. But I don't know. Like, I don't know their injury situation. I'm not going to pretend to right now on Sunday night. We're just, you know, giving you the opening numbers, guys. But
both running backs. Yeah, you mentioned it. Chubb. Now we're going to have to see if Hunt plays. Owusu-Koramoa, who's become a really good linebacker for them, got hurt today. He's now questionable. Mayfield's got the shoulder that they took him out of the game. You know, it was a blowout, but they took him out for precautionary, but he dinged up his shoulder at the end of the Arizona game today. So it's a laundry list for Cleveland, and that's got to get cleared up before betting this game on Thursday night.
All right, so that's Thursday night football. The Cleveland Browns host the Denver Broncos. So we talked about basically this division a lot. We talked about the AFC North, the Bengals also at Baltimore. And then, of course, the Carolina Panthers, who we just discussed. They lay 3 points on the road. They lay 3 points on the road against the New York Giants, who continue to find new ways to disappoint their faithful. Total is 44 in that game. Interesting dynamic here, Babano, that Sam Darnold played against the Jets already in week one, and now he returns to New York. And now, listen, he's playing against the Giants, but trust me, the same media people have covered him, we're going to go cover him again. And he's playing in the same damn stadium that he used to.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Play. And so it's a Sam Darnold homecoming again. I don't know how he'll react, because I tell you what, he doesn't like New York. And New York doesn't really like him. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Like, he was never comfortable in New York. He was always cold and, like, just it wasn't his type of city, right? So I find it curious and funny that he's going back, that he's got to go back to New York City again this year. All right, one more segment with Bando any other time. Man, quick as 180 minutes of Sports Talk Radio continues. This is Sports Ring. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. You know what, Ben? Man, time flies by on these Sunday nights. Huh? We're trying to recap, get to the point spreads. I want to talk a little hockey with you as well. But we got one more segment with Ian Cameron. Follow him on Twitter at Babano. All right, let me blast through the point spreads here. And if there's a game you want to comment on, Babano, we'll get into it. And we'll take a look at the National Hockey League scene as well. So we talked about Thursday, Cleveland minus 5.5, total 43.5 Thursday Night Football. The Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock Eastern. Ravens minus 6.5, hosted the Bengals, totals 47.5. We discussed briefly the Carolina Panthers laying 3 on the road against the New York Giants, total 44. Sam Darnold goes back to MetLife Stadium. Green Bay Packers lay 10 to the Washington football team, total 49.5. KC listed as 4.5-point favorites right now in Tennessee, even though Tennessee play tomorrow, Babano, total 56.5. The Atlanta Falcons, wow, this is a train wreck. The Falcons are actually minus 1.5-point favorites at Miami, total 47.5, and dear God, you want to find a crazy way to lose a game, and new lows for the Miami Dolphins. I'm telling you, they might fire Flores. Like, I think there's going to be hell to pay in Miami. Like, that owner, Ross, Stephen Ross, is not going to be happy. So the Falcons are 1.5-point favorites on the road, total 47.5. The New York Jets plus 7 at Foxborough against the Patriots, who managed to screw it up again today, total 43.5. The Lions. All right, the Lions are gone. Here it is. It's the Stafford game. It's the Goff-Stafford game. And I'm actually surprised the point spread isn't higher, Babano, than 14.5. Like, I got to be honest with you.
That one's tricky because, you know, Goff was terrible. It's got to be said. And even he was so bad, Dan Campbell's calling him out after the game. He says, we need more from our quarterback than we got today. Like, he wasn't happy with Goff's performance. But Goff's going to bring something to the table. It's not like everyone's talking about, oh, Stafford, you know, going to want to beat his old team. Won't Goff want to? Like, this to me actually seems like.
He's bringing a plastic fork to a gunfight. And listen, I get it. Goff goes backwards too much and gets sacked and stuff. Yeah. He's got to get rid of the football. But if I'm Jared Goff's agent, I'm calling Campbell out and these guys. Look at their wide receivers, Babano. What the hell do you want Jared Goff to do? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's bad.
Look at their roster, bro. Yep. And now, like, Dan Campbell's crying. Like, they compete. Listen, I had Detroit in a teaser today just because they've been so good against the spread. But like you did with Denver, same thing with me, Babano. I played it, but I went a little lighter on it. And that little voice, you know, that voice in your head, to me, I was like, you know, Detroit keep losing these heartbreakers. They're due to get killed. Like, you know, in my head. But I still bet it anyways because I'm an idiot, Babano. You know what I mean? God, we're dumb sometimes.
No, it's absolutely brutal. I mean, I like Hawkinson, the tight end, but we're going with Kadarrell Hodge and Khalif Raymond and Amon-Ra St. Brown out of USC as their top receivers right now. It's tough.
They got a fourth-round draft pick as their number one wide receiver.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, and it feels like it's a lot of points to be laying when you would think Goff's motivated, but that's just the thought I had, but it's tough to stomach back in Detroit.
Well, he's motivated, but there's nothing he can do about it, Babano. Yeah. That's my deal with this, and you know I like Jared Goff. I think he gets a bad rap, but, this is going to be ugly. Yeah. It's going to be ugly. And then on the other side, you have Stafford. So whatever ill will he has against Detroit, he's going to take there, you know. And the Ram players, they're all going to step up for him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. To me, like I said.
First half, Rams, I think, maybe, just to come out strong. Don't mess around. Just bury them early, and you'll at least get a better number than minus 16 if you go first half instead.
Well, it's 14.5, and I don't care about the first half. I'm not messing with that. And I swear to God, because I remember everything with Benno. I remember the Detroit Lions playing the Green Bay Packers on Monday Night Football. You said the same thing. And if you recall, it was the opposite. The Lions were like 17-17 at the half, and then it started raining, and Jared Goff melted like the Wicked Witch of the West in The Wizard of Oz.
The first thought of these lines, I'll throw one out there early in the week that I'm pretty sure right now I'll be betting, and that's Las Vegas. They're only going to be laying 3 against Philadelphia at home. They showed a lot today in that, hey, the Gruden circus is gone. It's out of town. It come together as a team. Be focused. Let's get back to focusing on winning games. We're now 4-2 with the win against Denver today. I think they really think they can make something out of this season, and it seems like there's a breath of fresh air for everybody in that locker room with Gruden being gone. That was a good performance today. I don't trust Philly going on the road. Las Vegas at home, I think laying 3 looks reasonable there.
The Chicago Bears plus 12.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Total is 48.5. The Arizona Cardinals, we discussed the Cardinals earlier, guys. So the Cardinals, they're 6-0, and here we go. They get the Houston Texans this week. So they're 17-point favorites. 17-point favorites. The total is 48 in that game.
Gabe will get to hear his favorite term all week long. Flat spot, flat spot, flat spot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe they're just not good enough, Houston, to do anything about it. How about that?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you know, Babano, I don't want to lay 17 points to you. Like, when I look at this, I don't think, oh, yeah, I'm betting that. I'd rather lay the points with the Rams. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And what you say, you see 16? Because it's 14.5 at FanDuel. So, like, because I do think it'll go up. I think it's too low. And I guarantee you, no one's going to be lining up to bet Detroit in this game. So I think it is going to get up to 16, maybe 17. Like, I'm telling you, like, this is why we hit these numbers now to talk about them. I don't believe this number is going to stay at 14.5. I think it'll go up. And then this other one is 17. Arizona's minus 17.
I agree. This is a brutal potential, do we care spot for Arizona. But here's some food for thought for you. 2 Davis Mills starts for the Houston Texans on the road. Combined score 71-3 in those two games at Buffalo and then at Indianapolis today. 71-3 in those games. Houston losing on the road to the Colts and the Bills, and the two starts with Davis Mills on the road. If Arizona is even mildly interested and locked in to the Houston Texans, I don't see Houston competing for four quarters. I just don't.
No, you're right. Like, even if you're right, even if Arizona was bored, they could still win and name their score. We saw the Buffalo Bills like really murdered them. Really murdered them.
Nobody's buying into a flat spot, by the way. I should point this out. Arizona opened 14.5. It's now 17 across the board. All the early money's been Arizona.
Yeah, because that flat spot's crap, man. I don't know why you keep saying it like that. It's no flat spot. It's just teams are good or they're bad. You know what I'm saying?
How can you have a flat spot when now you got the 6-0 thing? You want to stay undefeated as long as possible. You want to keep this thing going.
The only thing we'll note is they do play the Packers on Thursday Night Football after. So that's the type of deal where let's just say they're up by 17. Like, you know what I mean? Like, put it this way. Like, they're not going to be going for the jugular as much. That's what I'll say. No. Like, I don't think, like, the Texans are going to be like, the Cardinals are going to be like, oh, we got to beat these guys 48-0. It's not college. Like, they're not the Cincinnati Bearcats that need to impress people. I know Babano and his crew, like, these guys got to impress Babano. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, they do play on Thursday Night Football. But like you said, Babano, I don't think it'll even be within 17 probably in the fourth quarter to worry about that. Like, yeah. They'll take their starters out and everything midway through the fourth quarter probably because they're up 28-0 or 28-3, even if they don't do much. But, yeah, I'm just, you know, that's a number. But an interesting game and a big-time game here for both teams next week, specifically San Francisco. San Francisco's got to win this game, Abando, to stop the bleeding. You know what I mean? Like, the sky hasn't completely fallen on these guys yet, but it's a look at a division, and you know it doesn't look like they're going to be able to win this division, but now they're looking for a wild card. And unless San Francisco wants their season to evaporate 2 years in a row, Babano, before we even get into November, they better freaking win this football game against the Indianapolis Colts. Niners host the Colts -4.5. That's Sunday Night Football.
This is another one where I'm going to need to look at the injury report. This is Cleveland to the NFC right now, San Francisco with the injuries. It's insane. Like, it's defense, it's skill position, it's quarterbacks, it's everything. And I know they're off a bye week, extra time to prepare for Shanahan, but I get a sense Frank Reich and the Colts may be starting to put some things together. They've covered three straight. Two of those were against Houston and Miami. I get it, bad teams, but they should have beat Baltimore on the Monday night. They blew the fourth quarter lead, lost in overtime. They're starting to get healthier, too. T.Y. Hilton came back. Money's come in on the Colts. 5.5, it's down to 4. So there's early money on Indy here, and I can't say I disagree. I think the Colts might be a little bit of a buy sign on them right now.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, kicking it with us. All right, Babano. Babano is one of the Ice Guys. Great hockey podcast. They do it daily. We'll let you know where to find it before we're done here. Looking at the overnight lines right now, the New York Rangers in Toronto, the Toronto Maple Leafs -190. The total is 6. The Seattle Kraken. The Kraken 1-1 in their young franchise history. The Kraken are in Philadelphia. The Flyers are -142. The Kraken are +120. The total is an even 6 at FanDuel. Anaheim Ducks +154 at Calgary, -184. Total 5.5. And the St. Louis Blues are -180 road favorites in the desert in Phoenix against the Arizona Coyotes. The total is 5.5 in that hockey game. But Bano, what's your thoughts on the Monday hockey card?
All right, so Austin Matthews might be back for Toronto, but they've been very inconsistent, up one game, down the next. The Rangers have been disappointing to me. I doubt I'd bet that game. I'll probably be looking to get Kraken with Seattle, though, at a plus price against Philadelphia. I took Vancouver against Philadelphia. Carter Hart still doesn't look right. He was struggling. He's fighting the puck. He's still giving up some soft goals. There was one from a terrible angle that beat him. Seattle,
I saw the one off
hard.
The boards, off yes. The boards that hit his skate and went in the net. Yeah, that. You know, but man, like there's freaky goals and stuff like that for a goalie, but that one wasn't that freaky. Like that just sort of seemed to be like, come on, dude, it's like your first home game of the year, bro. Like keep your head up. Like you know, that's one of those like you know an outfielder dropping a pop fly. Yeah, it's mid-July, it's hot as hell, and we're all tired type thing, but yep. Come on, Babano, it's the first damn game of the year. You can't let that in, you know?
Yep, I agree with you. So I'm kind of looking at – look, Seattle's been in every game. They could have beat Vegas. They did beat Nashville, and they lost in overtime to Columbus. They've been right there in every single game. Good hard work ethic, good defensive team under Dave Hextall. I think they could go into Philly, win that game. Pass for me on Anaheim-Calgary. I don't trust either team. St. Louis-Arizona, I like St. Louis in regulation. Look, Arizona's going to lose to every – better team than them this year. That's how bad I think Arizona is. And I think the game goes over 5.5. St. Louis got Buchnevich from the Rangers. They're a better offensive team. They showed it beating Colorado on Saturday. They're going to score more goals this year, the Blues. So I like them in regulation against Zona. And I think that St. Louis-Arizona game goes over 5.5 as well.
If you guys are wondering, look at the Kraken. They opened up on the road, as Babano stated. So, you know, last week they played Las Vegas. They lost 4-3. They beat the Predators 4-3. They lose 2-1 to the Jackets on Saturday. So basically three games, all one-goal games. Now the Kraken are in Philadelphia on Monday. Then the Kraken are in New Jersey at the Prudential Center on Tuesday. Then they get the week off, and they finally play their first home game against the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday. That was sort of the spot I was, you know, and I've been betting the Kraken games too, but I sort of, you know, stored that. Like, yeah, the Kraken home opener they should win, but we'll see what the line is. But so two more road games for the Kraken, Babano, then so their home opener Saturday.
That's correct. And like I say, to me, I don't like what I see from Philly, so I like Seattle Monday. But in the New Jersey game on Tuesday, I'd probably stay away from Seattle because that's that final road game before they head home, and they might be excited and maybe looking ahead to that big night coming up on Saturday. So I'm kind of hoping they beat Philly Monday and then maybe you take New Jersey actually on Tuesday against Seattle.
Yeah, I can't disagree. All right, but Babano, where can people find the Ice Guys if they want to break down the hockey games?
You can find us 7 days a week. The Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network on YouTube, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, Sunday, noon Eastern, me, Alex B. Smith, Jimmy Murphy, and we've got lots of things planned for the show coming up. We're the only 7-day-a-week NHL betting show, so join us. Tune in.
You're the only 7-day NHL betting. That's gold. That's great.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Stuff. Ian Cameron came a panel. Always a pleasure, Babano. Oh, thanks. That's cold. I like that. Yeah, she just caught me off guard with that one. It's like that comedian.
No, but, hey, we don't take weekends off.
It's like the comedian George Wallace in Vegas. There's a billboard. It's the best ever. It says the best 10 p.m. show in town. It's like the best show in town. This is the best 10 p.m. show in town. Ian Cameron, the Cape of Man, Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When we hear this song on Tuesday night, we can talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers. Risen from the ashes. You think I'm dead, but I'm not. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, they're not dead yet, all right? They're knocking on heaven's door. They're knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, they're knocking on heaven's door right now. I'm going to concede you that. The Atlanta Braves seem to be on a mission. You know, last year they blew the 3-1 series lead, but we've seen it. We see this in sports, and I know, guys, I know that we live in a new era right now. We live in a new society in which people only remember what they saw like in the last 15 or 30 seconds. You know what I mean? Like whatever happened in the last game is going to happen in the next game, and whoever was good that night is good, and whoever was bad sucks forever. We live in a very overreactionary society, not just in sports, with everything. But it's amazing to me that people don't learn their lessons from this stuff. As we see time and time and time and time again, teams are down 0-2 and this, you know, this scenario and that scenario, and everything sort of evens out in the end. And I think this is going to be a situation like this. The game three is paramount. Game three is paramount. Like, I don't believe the Los Angeles Dodgers can win four straight. I mean, they could, you know what I mean? But, you know, in baseball history, it doesn't happen very often, right? Like, it's ultra rare. It's going to be tough to just win four straight, especially you got to go back to Atlanta after. So basically, you know, game three is it. If the Dodgers win game three, that doesn't mean that they're going to win the series. It means that they roll into game four. If the Dodgers win game three and game four, they're going to win the series, right? If the Atlanta Braves win game three, they're going to win the series. So I do believe that game three, the pretty much the series is on the line, right? It's never a must win until it's a must win, but this is a you freaking better win type of game. We're going to be on at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. I do like the Buffalo Bills. I like the over in this game as well. I think the number's only going to continue to climb if you like the Bills. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Since you were a little kid, you've always loved sports.
So have we.
One of us. One of us. One of us.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.